Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Belgium and Switzerland. Ireland is home to some of Europe's best and most luxurious chocolate, supposedly. Certainly that's the case if you sample the products from my next guest, Graw Chocolate. But how does chocolate sell well in the age of GLP-1 weight loss drugs and many of us trying to watch our weight? Grainne Mullins is the founder of Graw Chocolates, and she's also one of the judges in the Visa She's Next grant program. And she's on the line from Galway. Good morning, Grainne.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us how you founded Graw Chocolates.
So Graw Chocolates, as you said, we're a luxury chocolate brand. We're based here in County Galway. But previous to that, I worked in fine dining and Michelin star restaurants. So I suppose that premium luxury field was where I'd been working for many years. And I really loved the attention to detail that went into serving every dish and the whole experience. And I wanted to capture that into a whole box. So I suppose when lockdown hit, which we don't like to talk about that anymore, but when it hit, I didn't know what to do myself. All restaurants were closed. But one thing I did for a gift was make hand-painted chocolates for all my friends and family. It was hand-painted Easter eggs. And from there, people started reaching out, asking, could they buy the chocolates? And yeah, it's just blossomed since then.
Now, I have had the pleasure of sampling your chocolates, and they're just as much about the visuals as they are about the taste. Tell us more about how you decided to come up with this swirly kind of mix of colour that you put on your chocolates.
Yeah, so each is hand-painted, which surprises people at times. But
that must take a fair bit of time, though, Grainne.
It does, but I think it's worth it. What really makes our chocolates feel nearly intentional rather than mass produced. Every single one is decorated with a paintbrush and by our chocolatiers. And that's what makes it really unique. And it shows that sometimes that pausing and that moment to reflect on something before you eat it because you're admiring it is really, really important. And we love that our customers do that intentionally and maybe only one chocolate but savour it rather than consuming a full box.
Now, how much is a box roughly? Because you've said, we've been very clear, it's a luxury chocolate brand. It's not a mass produced product. How much is a box of, I don't know, six chocolates?
Our box of 10, which is our most popular box, is €35.
Right. And have you guys been impacted by cocoa prices going mad in recent years?
Of course we have been. This has been the hardest thing to work around over the last 2-3 years. Our prices fluctuated a lot quicker than some of the big players in the market. So people weren't really talking about it when we were first impacted. And it was really about us trying to balance it out and to educate our customer of why our prices were increasing so drastically. I think they increased nearly 100% in August 2024, which, as you can imagine, is very stressful for a small business. So yeah, it's about balancing that out and then really that education part of why our chocolate is more expensive than even your other brands that you might find on your supermarket shelf. So ours are we're using B Corp certified chocolate. We are using sustainability. We're trying to use the best quality ingredients that we can and make sure that there's no nasties there for our consumers to enjoy.
Okay. And where are you selling these chocs now? Directly to the customer by the website?
Absolutely. So that's about 50% of our business. We also then sell to retailers, which is really important as well. People need to pop in and get them. So we have over 70 retailers in Ireland. And then we have a bit of corporate, which is brilliant for us. We love doing any of our corporate stuff. And we've just signed our first hotel this year as well. So yeah, we've a nice few different avenues to sell through.
And what about the threat of GLP-1 weight loss jabs? Has that impacted your business?
We haven't seen a big impact on it. And I think in the sense of the intentional chocolates the intentional consumption that I was mentioning earlier, that people are maybe eating less, but they're eating higher quality. They're looking less for a binge eat and more for something to stop, pause and to appreciate. And we've seen that since we first launched. We think there is that customer out there that wants that smaller, more beautiful, hand-painted, artistic chocolate that tastes delicious and really satisfies, but that doesn't mean you have to consume a whole box to get that satisfaction.
Okay. And you're a very successful female entrepreneur. You're trying to give others a leg up as well through the Visa She's Next grant program.
Yes, I'm so thrilled to be a mentor and a judge on this year's She's Next. And it's going to be so incredible. It's my first year being involved, but I am a big one for any grants and supports that are out there, because I think any chance we get, small businesses or big businesses, we need that leg up at times, that we just need that extra bit of a boost. And if you won the first prize and got €50,000, it would be so incredible and game changing for almost any business.
Well, best of luck with it, and best of luck with your Gra chocolates. That's Grainne Mullins, the founder of Gra. That's G-R-A, father, of course, at chocolates.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.